I just crammed the whole world inside my head, but it came out looking more like the planet Mercury. Let me explain. The human mind, like the Earth, contains four very distinct regions. A solid inner core, which houses our beliefs. A liquid outer core, containing our feelings. An ever-moving mantle, made up of our thoughts. And a crust, consisting of our behavior. Like the Earth, the mind's material is layered so that the heavier or denser material lies at the center, and the lighter, low-density materials are more near to the surface. Are not beliefs and core feelings like guilt and angst more dense in nature? As I have already stated, in the center of the mind, there is a solid inner core inside a liquid outer core. This solid core is not cooler than the liquid core, as one might suspect. Like the Earth, the solid inner core has only a higher melting point, because it is under a great deal more pressure. This enormous pressure from feelings, thoughts, and behavior squeezes what would be and once was a liquid into a solid, or as we call it, a belief. I repeat, the interior of the human mind is way more hotter than its surface. Anyone who has ever seen a person snap can attest to this volcanic-like eruption of man. But more often than not, however, the interior heat is trapped by the outer regions, which then slow and prevent escape, as in the use of reason. After the few seconds in which I realized all of this, I became dumbstruck with the thought that my mind is more like the planet Mercury, extremely rich in its core with set beliefs and properties like guilt and angst, but very poor in thought mantle and behavior crust. I believe and feel many things, but don't think or do nearly enough. And like Mercury, my mind once had a thicker, denser thought mantle behavior crust, but all of that was blown off by some gross impact bombardment of a planetesimal-sized traumatic event. And furthermore, like Mercury, I am so close to the gravitational pull of the sun that I'm frequently being pummeled by shock comet accident-prone guilt manifestations. Do you know what this means? Mercury, winged shoes, messenger of the gods. It's my reward for being a sad, pathetic piece of chronic suffering. Anglo shit is what it means. Close enough to the Earth that people will hopefully learn something from me about misery. But I'm so close to the sun, I just burn up in front of everyone. And I view the solar system from only a slightly different perspective, not enough to even matter. And unfortunately, I don't like much of what I see. And what I see most clearly is all of mankind's insanity. You see, history has been repeating itself ever since we could record it. The examples of this are endless. If one of the manifestations of insanity is repeating the same behavior over and over again, expecting a different result, then each time history is repeated, another nail is hammered in the coffin of mankind's sanity. And guess what? Man's sanity is dead. We are psychotic animals, nothing more. So the very thing that made us special, the human brain, will be the very thing that destroys us. Right now, the road to our own extinction is being paved with rationalization and justification because of the front part of our brain. We know it hurts us or is harmful to us, but we do it anyway, over and over again, every day, like an addiction or an addict psychosis. And all my life I've been told I'm the outsider with a schizotypal diagnosis, cramming planets inside my head under stress-induced hallucinations. Check. Major depression. Check. Delusions of grandeur. Check. But this is not so. I am completely sane, while everyone else's brain is Pluto, the Roman god of hell, ninth planet, dog of Mickey Mouse, brown in color, ethane, carbon monoxide, and solid methane, aka Hades, shit for brains. I'm not gonna stab anybody. I'm not gonna stab myself. We are detached. Snort, sniff, 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 bark, bark, plutonium, the radioactive thing of nuclear bombs, discovered by accident and mathematical miscalculations. The length of day is 6.8 as they all rotate in the opposite direction. The first cartoon character shown to actually have a thought process. Husband to Proserpine, who they stole from the Earth goddess Ceres. Proserpine ate 6 pomegranate seeds. And when Ceres cried, the leaves died and everything stopped growing in the birth of winter. You are a faithful pet with no speaking voice. 70% rock, 30% nitrogen ice. Wartime Pluto, private Pluto, screwed up his drilling and was ordered by Sergeant Pete to guard a pillbox that the chipmunks use for acorn storage. You're the smallest planet with the largest orbit, farthest from the sun, burying yourselves with coins to pay Charon the ferryman, Pluto's moon, then past the three-headed dog Cerebrus, who only lets the dead through with only a few microbars of surface pressure, two-thirds the size of our own moon. You are 6 times smaller than the Earth, and astronomers still argue that you're not even a planet. 1933 Oscar winner for Linda Paul. They're all asteroids, Kuiper Belt comets, junk snowballs.